Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 25. Like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. What a great verse, especially as we think about how each day on this podcast we pray for an unreached people group, an ethnic group in the world that has little to no access to the gospel. In other words, they've not heard the good news of Jesus and who he is and how much he loves them and how he has made a way for them to be restored to relationship with God for eternal life. They've never even heard it. It's not that somebody's told them that news and they've rejected it. It's they've never even been told. So as we think about these unreached people groups in the world, thousands of them, over 7,000 of them today, classified as unreached, listen to this proverb, verse 25 of chapter 25, like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. This is what we're praying for. Every time we pray for unreached people, we're praying that good news would spread from a far country like cold water to thirsty souls. And just imagine being in a place where you've never heard the good news of who God is and how much God loves you and how he has sent his son to die on a cross for your sins and risen from the dead, conquered death so that you could have eternal life and eternal hope, enjoy eternal love in relationship with God. Imagine never having heard that. And then you hear it like cold water to a thirsty soul. So is good news from a far country. So brothers and sisters, let's pray for this. Let's not let that ever become rote to us to pray for unreached people and then to give, to get the good news from a far country to them, to get cold water to thirsty souls that need Jesus and to live toward this end, to in each of our lives say, God, how can I play a part in spreading good news, the gospel, to every people group in the world? Oh, God, we pray that you would help each of us to know the part, the unique and significant part you're calling us to play in this, starting with our praying. God, we pray today specifically for the Drukpa Amdo people, this Tibetan Buddhist people group, 750,000 of them, totally unreached by the gospel. God, we pray for the Drukpa Amdo people. We intercede for them right now. May they receive good news from a far country. God, send someone to share the gospel with them, knowing it's hard to get to the Drukpa Amdo people. There's so many different barriers. God, we pray, break down those barriers and cause the gospel to spread to them, we pray. And help us, God, to use our resources toward this end. Use our money to get the gospel to those who've never heard it. Our skills, the opportunities we have. God, help us to be sensitive to opportunities we have right around us to reach nations, unreached people groups that you have brought to our doorsteps, to our neighborhoods. And God, we pray that you would help us individually and our families and our churches to work well together for the spread of good news to every corner of the earth, for the spread of the gospel throughout the world. God, help us not to live our lives turning a deaf ear and a blind eye to unreached people in the world. God, help us to live, to get good news, cold water to thirsty souls all around the world. We pray this in light of your word in Proverbs 25, verse 25, in Jesus' name. And oh, even as I say in Jesus' name, thank you, God, for the people who worked to get good news to us. God, help us to do the same for others, that they might know the name of Jesus. They might enjoy and pray experience communion with you in Jesus' name. Amen. May it be so. Amen.